community. We pay our respects to members of the Aboriginal communities and their culture, and to elders past and present, their descendants still with us today, and those who will follow in their footsteps. I'll move on to item four, attendance of gallery. To our community in the gallery, thank you for attending. If you would please ensure your names are placed on the attendance sheet, that would be good. My next matter is suspending standing orders 9.1. Councillors, to facilitate easier debate for the remainder of the meeting, I am moving a motion to suspend standing order 9.1 regarding the requirement to stand when addressing the council. May I please have a seconder? Councillor Gillies. Does anyone oppose? There being no one opposing, all those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Am I able to see Mike?
Do we know, councillor?
Yeah,
I've
got
him
here, so I can see
him. Okay. So,
he voted? He voted, yeah. Thank you. Councillors, in order to facilitate full debate and consideration of all agenda items, as has been practiced for some time now, I am moving a motion to suspend Standing Order 3.9. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Redman. Is there any objection? There being no objection, all those in favour? Thank you, councillors. And councillor?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll now move on to item six on the agenda, public question time. I now open public question time at 5:33. If the members of the gallery, if there's anyone who has any questions, if you'd come up to the podium, state your name and address, and let us know if you're a ratepayer or resident prior to asking your question. Is there any questions? There being no questions, I'll close question time at 5:34. I'll move on to item nine on the agenda, application for leave of absence. Now, Councillor Pratico has requested a leave of absence for the August and September ordinary council meetings. I call for someone to move the request. Thank you, Councillor Redman. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor McRae. Would you like to move your motion?
I move that Council grants Councillor T. Pratico a leave of absence for the August and September Ordinary Council meetings 2026.
Does anyone oppose? There being no one opposing, all those in favour? Thank you, councillors.
Item 8.
Item 8. Comments on agenda items by parties with an interest. Thank you, Councillor Redman. If there's anyone in the gallery who is a party with an interest and would like to make a comment on an agenda item, please step forward, state your name. Okay, there being no one, I'll move on to item 10, confirmation of minutes of the ordinary council meeting of the 25th of June 2026. I call for someone to move the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 25th June 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. Councillor McRae.
I move that the unconfirmed minutes of the ordinary council meeting. Sorry. I move that the unconfirmed minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 25th of June 2026 be confirmed.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Pratico, thank you. Is there any objections or queries? There being no objections, I'll ask everyone to cast their vote. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Item 10.2, concept forums and workshops. I call for someone to move the officer recommendation. Councillor Gillies.
That council notes the following council briefing. The council notes the following council briefing workshops were held. 1, 18th of June 2026, place planning presentation. 2, 23rd of June 2026, budget workshop part 1. 3, 7th of July 2026, budget workshop part 2. 4th, 9th of July 2026, concept forum.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Robinson. Does anyone oppose? Councillor Redman.
Not really in opposition, more of a correction. So in the table, I wasn't in attendance at the budget workshop on the 23rd of June, but I was in attendance at the place planning presentation on the 18th of June. So if my name could be moved from the second row into that first row meeting, then it will be correct.
So that's just an administrative matter. It's not anything other than that. So thank you, Councillor Redman. I'll now ask for everyone to cast their vote. Those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Announcement by the presiding member without discussion. I wish to advise the meeting that, in accordance with clause 3.6 of the Shire's Standing Orders Local Law, I propose to alter the order of business for this meeting so that item 16.4, proposed revocation of policy GC6, councillors' allowances and expenses, be dealt with immediately prior to item 16.1, adoption of the 2026-27 budget and fees and charges. Unless a member moves that this change not be accepted, the order of business will proceed on that basis. There being no member moving that the change not be accepted, I'll move on to item 12, notification of disclosure of interest. The Chief Executive Officer has declared a financial interest in item 17.4 as it relates to his employment. Do you have anything to add, CEO?
No.
Thank you. Item 13, questions on agenda items by elected members. Are there any questions on agenda items from members this evening? There being no questions from members, I'll move on to item 15, CEO's office. Report 15.1, fire break and fuel hazard reduction notice 2026-27. I call for someone to move the officer recommendation. Councillor Robinson, thank you.
I move that the Council authorises a publication of the 2026-2027 firebreak and hazard reduction notice attached in the Government Gazette and in local newspapers circulating within the district.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Pratico. Does anyone oppose? There being no one opposing, I'll ask councillors, please cast your vote. Those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Item 15.2, proposed revocation of LUP 14, home-based business policy. Call for someone to move the officer recommendation. Councillor Robinson, thank you.
I move that council resolves to revoke LUP 14, the home-based business, in accordance with clause 6 of schedule 2, the deemed provisions of the Planning and Development Local Planning Schemes Regulations 2015. 2, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to publish a notice of revocation of LUP 14, the home-based businesses, for a period of not less than 21 days in accordance with Clause 6 of Schedule 2 of the Planning and Development Local Planning Schemes Regulations 2015. 3, following the notice period, removes LUP 14 from home-based businesses from the Shire's Register of Local Planning Policies.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Redmond. Does anyone oppose? Thank you, CEO. Councillor Robinson, would you like to speak for your motion?
No, just that I've reviewed, I had a look into all this, and it's common sense that the policy be revoked.
Councillor Redman.
No, thanks.
Is there anyone opposed to this? There being no opposition, I'll ask councillors to cast their vote. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Item 16 on the agenda, Corporate Economic and Community Services. We'll now deal with item 16.4, proposed revocation of policy GC6, councillors' allowances/expenses. A call for someone to move the officer recommendation. Councillor Gillies.
The council revokes policy GC6, councillors' allowances and expenses, on the basis the policy is not operationally required with elected members' remuneration and allowances to be agreed upon as part of the annual budget adoption.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor McRae. Councillor Gillies, would you like to speak to your motion?
I'm just going to be very brief. I believe that, as it states, that it's not operationally required. I believe that the clause that's in there regarding the councillor's allowance effectively puts a ceiling in place, and it allows councillors of today to dictate what happens with councillors of the future. And I just don't believe that that's correct. So I'm very pleased to see the end of this policy. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have anyone who wishes to speak against this policy? There being no one speaking against policy, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Item 16.1 on the agenda, adoption of the 2026-27 budget and fees and charges. I call for someone to move the officer recommendation. Councillor Pradico.
Can I move 16.1, adoption of the 2026-2027 budget fees and charges as read?
Yes, you may, Councillor. Do I have a seconder for this motion? Councillor Boyle, thank you. Councillor Pradigo, would you like to speak to your motion?
Not at this point.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Boyle, would you like to speak to the motion? Thank you, Councillor. Is there any councillor who would like to speak against this motion? Councillor Pearce.
Let's have some questions again.
Questions, councillor? Yes. Who are the questions for, councillor? For the CEO?
Probably.
Okay, thank you.
Just the percentage increase on the elected member sitting fee. Do you know what it is?
So effectively, rather than it being 60%, it's set at 75%, and that was as a result of a recommendation from administration, which takes into account the new ability for a lot of council to be paying the superannuation. So if you were paying superannuation, that would be 12% on top of the 60% anyway, so going up to 75% makes sense, and I guess it was also done in an environment where we looked at what the comparative rates were being paid in other similar local governments, so we looked to set it in accordance with that, and by council not opting for superannuation to be paid, it also saves the administration a lot of time and effort in administering the superannuation payment. So being set at 75% seemed like a fair fee for us to recommend to council. So it's gone from 60% to 75% of the maximum fee payable.
Any further questions, councillor?
So if we're voting for this we're voting then, support noting as well. Let's make a separate voting for this motion. We're voting for that as item 10 then as well. I just, can I, is there any chance we can separate it out?
The motion has been put as read, Councillor. Is there any further opposition to the motion, Councillor Pradico's motion? There being no further comment or questions, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? I have one against. Thank you, councillors. Item 16.2, list of counts, June 2026. I call for someone to move the officer recommendation. Councillor Gillies, thank you.
That council receives the June 2026 list of accounts.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor McRae, thank you. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor?
No, thank you.
Councillor McRae, thank you. Does anyone oppose? There being no opposition, I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Item 16.3, monthly financial report, May 2026. I call for someone to move the officer recommendation. Councillor Fletcher, thank you. Councillor?
I move that council receives the May 2026 financial activity statements.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor McRae, thank you. Councillor Fletcher, would you like to speak to your motion?
No, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there anyone who'd like to speak against the motion? There being no one speaking against the motion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Item 17.1, nomination of delegates, WALGA 2026 Annual General Meeting. I call for someone to move the officer recommendation. Councillor Gillies?
Now. How do we approves? Are we asking now for councillors?
Nominations first.
Oh, we're asking for nominations, are we?
Yeah, to fill in there. So we've got the names to fill in there. So.
All right. I'll call for nominations so that we've got something to vote on. Councillor McRae, I have one nomination. Councillor Gillies, I have two. Councillor Carstairs is three.
Okay. So we can put the three into the
I'm happy to be the proxy.
Now you need to leave that one in the top. So put, you've got Councillor Gillies in there twice. And put Councillor Carstairs. So in the top one. Because that's to attend the conference. Yeah. And then Carstairs and McRae as voting delegates. And Councillor Gillies. And we don't need another proxy. Yep.
Okay, I'll read it. Approves Councillor McRae and Councillor Gillies and Councillor Carstairs to attend the Walga Conference from the 16th of September to the 18th of December 2026, and approves Councillor McRae and Councillor Carstairs as voting delegates and Councillor Gillies as proxy voting delegate to represent the Shire of Bridgetown Greenbushes at the 2026 Walga Annual General Meeting, and invites elected members to submit any proposed motions for council consideration and endorsement prior to submission to Walga.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Robinson, thank you. Councillor Gillies, would you like to speak to your motion?
No, I'm just looking forward to attending the conference.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Robinson, you seconded the motion. Would you like to speak to it?
No, nothing further to add.
Thank you, Councillor. Does anyone oppose? There being no opposition, I'll put Councillor Gillies' motion to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. I'll move on to item 17.2. Policy, senior designated employees. I'm actually going to read an alternative motion, that being that council refers this matter to the August meeting of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee for consideration, with a recommendation being made to council for the next available ordinary council meeting. So I'm moving that motion. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Redman. The reason for moving the alternative motion is that, in my view, the proposed organisation structure and proposed senior employees policy, these do not exist in isolation. They form part of a suite of strategic initiatives currently underway as follows. 2006, the council will conduct a desktop review of the Shire's council plan. Further, council is consolidating the Shire's town planning scheme, and we're planning to do the place planning for both Bridgetown and Greenbushes. As the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee's terms of reference include governance, risk management, and organisational performance improvements, there is a sound argument that ARIC should have the opportunity to consider and guide council as to whether the proposed structure and policy appropriately align back with council's strategic direction, organisational capabilities and long-term improvement objectives before council reaches its final determination. So that is my rationale for moving this alternative motion. Is there any speakers against the motion? There being no speakers against the motion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Item 17.3, advocacy agenda. I call for someone to move the officer recommendation. Councillor Gillies.
I would like to move it with an amendment. So, okay. Order. Am I letting you know what the amendment is first?
Is it another
it's just,
dot point?
Another dot point. It's E.
Move this one first. Move that and then the...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank.
So I'll just read this one.
Thank you, Councillor.
Thank you. That Council endorses the following four matters as priority items on the Shire's advocacy agenda for advocacy to state and federal government and other stakeholders. A, development of social and affordable housing. B, federal and state funding to improve roads and bridges. C, aged care accommodation and support services. And D, upgrade and expansion of Bridgetown Hospital, Emergency Department and Mental Health Services. Two, notes that these priorities will be pursued in accordance with the Shire's adopted advocacy strategy, including through engagement with relevant state and federal members of parliament, state government agency and other partners. Three, request the CEO to progress these priorities as advocacy opportunities arise.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor McRae. Councillor Gillies, you have the floor.
The amendment? Sorry? Yes?
So you're going to move an amendment now?
Yes, I'm going to move an amendment.
Thank you, Councillor.
Yes. So it would be E, and it would be advocacy for state and federal investment to address the cumulative impacts of the continued expansion of the Greenbushes lithium operations, including infrastructure, housing, health services, environmental resilience, and preserving Bridgetown Greenbushes as the gateway to the southwest.
Do you want to hand that over to
yep.
the minute taker, yep. please?
I mean, I've got it in a shorter version as well. So, but you know, that's the crux of. I just see that there's a gap.
If you could
probably just need to read it out slowly.
I can...
it's easier if you read it out.
Okay, right. Advocacy for state and federal investment to address the cumulative impacts of the continued expansion of the Greenbushes lithium operations. Including infrastructure, housing, health services, environmental resilience, and preserving Bridgetown Greenbushes as the gateway to the southwest.
Do I have a seconder for this amendment? Councillor McRae. So we have a new amended proposed motion. Councillor Pearce.
Given where this has gone, I'd like to declare a financial interest in this item, as obviously it mentions my employer directly. I'll leave the room and not take part anymore.
Thank you, Councillor. CEO.
So we now just need to deal with that amendment separately, and then if that amendment is passed, then it will form part of the substantive motion. So if we just keep the conversation to that particular amendment.
Yeah. To item E.
So I'm speaking to that? Okay, so the report correctly identifies the needs of a growing community. However, one of the principal drivers of those needs is the continued expansion of the Greenbushes lithium operations. As the gateway to the southwest, our shire carries both the opportunities and the impacts of that growth. I believe our advocacy agenda should recognise that reality and advocate for the investment needed to support our communities, protect our environment and preserve the amenity and visitor experience that are fundamental to our local economy. Every one of the four priorities above this is made more important because of the mine.
Thank you, Councillor. Oh, yes. I do have a seconder. Councillor McRae seconded the amendment, correct?
No, I fully agree with Councillor Gillies. Driving in and out of Bridgetown, all I see is a great big dirty mound of dirt. And that takes away from the amenity of the area, landscape, and hopefully they can get some funding to do something about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. I have a question for Councillor Gillies. I'm just, when you mention in your amendment to address, so what is the outcome? I understand what you're addressing, but what outcome are you would be advocating for?
I suppose what we need to be realistic about is that people are going to be accessing Bridgetown and the southwest through a mine. So what I'd be interested in is advocating for what are those other options, and I know that they have been discussed. So, is it redirection of the main road? What are those things? I think that they're all conversations that need to be had, because it's fundamentally going to change. Our gateway will be Talison Lithium Mine, and I think that this needs to be within our advocacy policy.
Thank you, Councillor. I understand more fully how you're proposing that the Shire advocate. Do I have anyone who would like to speak against this proposed amendment? Councillor Pratico.
I would like to speak against this because I find it pointing at Bridgetown wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Talison and the people who are employed by Talison. I feel that it's accusing a large employer of making the place look ugly is what, and I don't support that.
Okay.
Do I have anyone who wishes to speak for the motion? Look. Councillor Redman.
Thanks. I think that there's a lot of validity to the impacts that have been pointed out by Councillor Gillies. And, you know, the state and federal governments both receive a large amount of money in the form of taxes and levies from Talison. And I think it would only be fitting that some of that money be returned to the community in order to balance the impacts that the operations have had. Respectfully, I do disagree with Councillor Pratico. I do think that Bridgetown would be here regardless of whether Talison was here or not. And the impacts of that very large operation are undeniable. And while the operations continue there, I think now is the time, while the money is flowing, to return some of that back to the community, because once the mine finishes, there is no opportunity then to seek a share of that money for the community. So I support the amendment.
Do I have any further speakers against the proposed amendment? Councillor Gillies, you have a right of reply.
Look, I just would like to acknowledge what Councillor Pratico is saying. I'm certainly not accusing them. I don't think I have to accuse them. I mean, it's a reality that they are, that it is expanding. It's going to the other side of the highway. It's quite a different operation to what everyone's been used to. And certainly, we are the gateway to the southwest, and just the expansion and the footprint of that mine is going to fundamentally change how people go on, access the southwest through basically the middle of a mine. So I think if we can advocate to state and federal government, and certainly get a bit of a share of the royalties pie, to enhance Bridgetown and Greenbushes, and also to look at what other options are there to divert traffic around the mine. I certainly acknowledge that they are a large employer. I don't agree that Bridgetown wouldn't exist without them, but I certainly respect your point of view. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. There being no further debate, I'll put the motion. All those in favour of this amendment? Councillor Fletcher? Did Councillor Fletcher vote? Thank you. Those against the amendment? Thank you, Councillor Pratico. So now we have a substantive motion.
An amended
substantive motion, which was moved by Councillor Gillies and seconded by Councillor McRae. Councillor Gillies, would you like to speak to the substantive motion?
No, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gillies. Councillor McRae, would you like to speak to the now amended substantive motion? Thank you, Councillor. Would anyone like to speak against this now substantive motion? There being no speakers against it, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors.
Because there's a sample
Thank you, councillors. Item 17.1, CEO Performance Review 2026. But before we move on to that, I'll just let Councillor Pearce know that the amended motion was successful 7-1, and then the amended substantive motion was successful 8-0. I call for someone to move the officer recommendation 17-4. So, if you'd note that the CEO's left the chambers. Thank you. Councillor Redden.
Okay, I move that Council, by absolute majority, one, receives the minutes from the CEO Performance Review Committee meeting held on the 16th of July 2026. Two, notes the outcomes of the Chief Executive Officer's annual performance review for the 25-26 period as set out in Confidential Attachment 1. Three, adopts the Chief Executive Officer's performance criteria for the 26-27 period as set out in Confidential Attachment 1, noting an amendment to KPI 8 to include the delivery of a consolidated town planning scheme. Four, approves a variation to the Chief Executive Officer's total reward package for the 26-27 period in accordance with option four as set out in the CEO Performance Review Committee minutes, July 26. Five, delegates to the Shire President authority to approve professional development, conference attendance and annual leave taken by the Chief Executive Officer. Six, schedules the next review of the Chief Executive Officer's performance and total reward package for Council's consideration in July 2027. 7. Notes that in accordance with Division 3 of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996, Schedule 2, Clause 18, this review is endorsed by resolution of an absolute majority of Council. 8. Notes that in accordance with Division 3 of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996, Schedule 2, Clause 19, the Chief Executive Officer is to be notified of the results of this performance review.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor McRae, thank you. Councillor Redmond, would you like to speak to your motion?
As a member of the CEO Performance Review Committee, I support the motion. I believe that the outcome of the performance review was a good one, and that the recommendation from the committee will satisfy both council and the Chief Executive Officer. And I don't think there's too much more to say.
Thank you very much, Councillor. Councillor McRae, you seconded the motion. Would you like to speak to the motion?
I did read through the full report of the consultant. I note that there's been a huge increase in performance of this Shire since Ms. Adams took over, and fully endorse the performance report.
Thank you very much, Councillor. I now ask if there's anyone who opposes the Councillor Redmond's motion. There being no one opposing, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. You call the CEO in, please. CEO, that was passed 9-0. Now move on to item 18.1, Jijilup Mountain Bike Trail Network Feasibility Proposal for Lot 203 Hester Road. I'll call for someone to move the officer recommendation. Councillor Fletcher, thank you.
Sorry, I think I'm on the right page. I've got two devices running here. Is it one that approves? Oh, sorry, I just missed the page. It's gone. My apologies. President, there we go. Okay, I move that the Council 1 endorses the Jujilup Mountain Bike Network feasibility proposal for lot 203 Hester Road, attachment 1, and 2, authorises the Shire President to sign a letter of support, attachment 2, in support of the proposal being submitted to TELUS and Lithium by the Bridgetown Mountain Bike and Cycling Club.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Robinson. Councillor Fletcher, would you like to speak to your motion?
I absolutely would. It's almost like Bridgetown's missed the boat when it comes to mountain biking and mountain bike trails across the whole southwest, be it Nanup, be it Pemberton, be it Northcliff. And at last, I mean, missing the boat sounds silly when we're talking about bikes, but it is a great proposal. I hope that Tellison sees that that land that has already been disturbed, if that's, I think that was a word in the report, so therefore we're not destroying any native bush or anything, and in fact mountain bikers are usually fairly conscious of that sort of thing, so I'd fully endorse it, and that the Shire President's letter said so accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Robinson, you seconded the motion. Would you like to speak to the motion?
Just concur with Councillor Fletcher. I think we're missing an opportunity here in the Bridgetown community for tourism in relation to mountain bike riding. It's a huge sport nationwide, and I think it's this can only benefit the community.
Thank you, Councillor Robinson. Is there anyone who'd like to speak against Councillor Fletcher's motion? There being no speakers against, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Item 18.2 on the agenda, Bridgetown Greenbushes Place Planning Scope. I call for someone to move the officer recommendation. Councillor Gillies.
Approves the place planning consultancy scope for Bridgetown and Greenbushes as described in attachment 1, and 2, authorises the CEO to forward the scope to Tellison for review and determination of funding contribution prior to advertising for tenders.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor McRae. Councillor Gillies, would you like to speak to your motion?
Look, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I think we're all aware that we felt that there were some gaps in this in the place planning process. I hope that that doesn't happen again. I believe that council needs to be represented on committees involved in these sorts of things. But as far as this item, I mean, it's very self-explaining. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor McRae, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thanks.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there anyone who'd like to speak against this motion? There being no speakers against, I put the motion. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. I'll now move to item 24 on the agenda, matters behind closed doors. We have a confidential item, so thank you, gallery. So the That's correct. I need someone to move a motion that we move behind closed doors. Councillor Redman.
I move that we go behind closed doors.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Pratico, thank you. And the reason for going behind closed doors is that it is about a possible contract. Thank you, CEO. Is there anyone who would like to speak against Councillor Redman's motion? No, you put a motion that we do. If there's no speakers against your motion to go behind closed doors, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. I'll now ask for someone, I call for someone to move the officer recommendation.
I'd like to move it with an amendment. I'm just flagging an amendment as well. So I'll move this.
Yes, Councillor Gillies.
So that Council, one, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to negotiate with the relevant state government agencies and the relevant Minister regarding the tenure and use of the property outlined in the body of this report. Two, requests the Chief Executive Officer to report back to Council regarding the outcome of negotiations as soon as practicable, together with a viable business plan for its use. Three, notes that any agreement with the state government regarding use of the property will be subject to a further decision of council. I'm just wondering whether actually my amendment is of any use.
You may have a moment, councillor.
No, I'm flagging an amendment.
Thank you, councillor. So, Councillor Gillies has moved the motion. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Redman, thank you. Councillor Gillies, you're proposing an amendment.
Yes, I'm proposing as item number four, that any proposal to acquire, lease, or otherwise accept responsibility for the property be brought back to Council accompanied by a detailed business case, condition assessment, governance model, financial analysis, and risk assessment prior to any commitment being made.
That's going to be dot point number four. Mm-hmm. If we could have that written in, please.
Okay, yep, I'll start again. That any proposal to acquire, comma, lease, or otherwise accept responsibility for the property be brought back to council accompanied by a detailed business case, comma, condition assessment, comma, governance model, comma, financial analysis, and risk assessment prior to any commitment being made.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder for this proposed amendment? Councillor McRae. Councillor Gillies,